Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November the 20th. Joining us this morning, General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hull.
Good morning, Brian.
Okay. Your favorite element.
My favorite element.
Of the Thanksgiving meal.
Oh gosh. I'm going to say pumpkin pie. Got to say the pie.
Okay. Apparently that's Winston's also.
Yeah. I know you make that special thing we've talked about before, huh? The pie cake. And yeah.
There's going to be another one available this weekend in a fundraiser.
Perfect.
Well, I would never use that in reference to that, but that's okay. That's okay.
It's sort of the dessert equivalent of a turducken, right?
Yeah, it's a dessert equivalent of a coma. Yeah. All right, let's see if we can find our why do they say that here for this morning. Oh. All right. We did break the ice already. That was yesterday. Bring down the house. Not that you're familiar with this.
No.
In your various capacities. Why is thunderous applause said to bring down the house?
Does it have something to do with Jericho?
No.
No. Okay. No biblical reference there?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Then I don't know. I don't know.
It's a bit of an exaggeration. If the applause of the audience is thunderous enough and the people stamp their feet as well as clap their hands and whistle, their actions may topple a rickety theater and literally
bring down the house.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have almost an experience with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was at Angel Stadium back in the early 70s at a concert, and people were jumping up and down. It was one of the first concerts they had
starting
there on the second level.
Starting to move
and
it.
The whole second level was bouncing up and down. Yeah, and they flashed the things on the big TV saying, stop.
I know Candlestick was that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, when there was, you could feel, before the earthquake, but you could feel it.
It was of concern to me because I was on the bottom level underneath it.
I see. You were under the overhang, huh? Yeah.
Good one.
Gee. So, since last we got together, the election came and went?
Sort of. Not quite, but
well,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Wasn't that all finalized last Friday?
No.
Oh. So they missed that deadline, so we've got next week still.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it has to be done by the end of November.
It does.
That's, yeah, what, Constitution?
I think so.
I think it's the state Constitution with it. So, you don't know yet, or you
don't know. Don't know. It looks, as of Friday, the two incumbents, we had two people, for people outside the district, we had two challengers this year for two of our incumbents, and it looks like the incumbents are ahead. One of them just barely, but we'll see how it plays out the rest of the time. It looks like they both may be returning for 4 years.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. I would expect and suspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
To know a little bit more next time.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So you brought in some interesting.
Yeah, I know you're. I know you're kind of history buff.
I'm a geeky. Yeah,
and we had a staff event here a week or so ago, and some of our staff went into the archives and pulled out a bunch of kind of neat old stuff about the Humboldt Community Service District and its history, and a bunch of newspaper clippings and old maps and stuff of the district going back to our beginnings back in '52.
I had forgotten that there was. I think most folks who've been around for a little bit recall that there was the Humboldt Standard.
Right.
And then the Eureka Times. Okay, and then they merged, and that's
the Times Standard.
What was for a while, and now that's changing also. But forgetting the Eureka Independent in the 50s.
Yeah, and we have some Eureka Independent clippings here.
So it's got some of that stuff. When you were going through this, were you familiar with all of this before you came on board?
Only roughly, just, you know. Well, yeah. You know, and I've been here for about 40 years, so some of this is sort of local legend, and you know, you just sort of grow up with learning this stuff. But no, not some of these. Some of the details are pretty interesting here.
What jumped out at you?
Well, I think right off the bat, when the when the folks that were surrounding the city of Eureka back in the 50s started making noise at the city of Eureka that they didn't, you know, they wanted to be a, you know, have their own destiny, really, and you know, get water and sewer on their own and that kind of stuff.
Rather than being part of.
Yeah, they were characterized in the newspapers, and I'm sure because everybody called them that, they were called the Fringers. Because they were on the fringe of city limits, and so
which was an upgrade from what I believe references were made to people living in Cutton at the time. Yeah,
that was the cleaned up version.
You've heard those.
That
also,
was the cleaned
huh?
up yeah. version. Yeah. So yeah. So it was pretty amazing. One of the things I thought was also pretty interesting, just from since you mentioned the election, is it was only about 9 months from the time people started going to the city council and going to the county saying, hey, we need to do something, until it was on the ballot and the district was formed. So one of the other things I thought was interesting is, according to the county clerk back in the 50s, Humboldt Community Service District was the first community service district in the county of Humboldt, and according to them, may have been the first one in the state. So don't know about that. That's a quote from the county clerk in 1952. So,
well, that was, it certainly was a novel thing at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing else. Yeah, it's interesting that hasn't been qualified.
I know. I mean, exactly. It's interesting. Some of these articles do talk about some other areas, like down by Santa Rosa, that people were looking at what we were doing because they wanted to copy it.
So the Sonoma Water District.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Gee, I haven't thought about Art Boley in forever. Oh, that's cool. KINS, more old history stuff. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, so you were talking a little bit about the surprise for your board members when they were going through this stuff. What jumped at them? Was there any one thing that kind of went, really?
Well, I think one of the things that is always fun is right now we have Alan Bongio is one of the directors. His dad was on Humboldt Community Service District Board for, I think it was 33 years or something. And so there's some stuff back here from the early 60s about Aldo Bongio talking about things and his running for election and some election campaign kind of stuff. It's kind of fun.
Now, there's one note here. This was in 65. What got my attention, it was at Lafayette. Is the vote.
Yeah.
The Worthington school. Area. It's just right around the corner from us here. So obviously it was a brand new school then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was Worthington.
Project passed 368 to 330.
Pretty close, huh?
Pretty darn close. But the thing that got my attention, the sewage treatment system is to be used, and the connection charge will not exceed $500.
There you go.
Still?
Let's see. I think it's six times that now.
Present day value. Yeah. Okay. Inflation, et cetera, et cetera.
It's about $3,300 now.
So. How did they decide where to put the water tanks? Because this was right about that time when that determination was being made, as well as the offices, considering what Cutton was thought of and Ridgewood was thought of at the time. That really must have been seen as out in the middle of the woods.
It was, but you know, it's all the planning aspect of things and just the way things fall together, you know, the zoning, the planning, the whatever, and so you know where development is going to go. There's some trigger point where you know, you look for the highest place and you design the water system around that to put the tanks in. So, you know, as you know, we've talked about before, Humboldt Community Service District, just because of this fringy sort of district we have that goes from freshwater down to Fields Landing, you know, there's we have 10 different water tanks scattered around there because of the hills and the valleys that we have through the district. So we have a number of different pressure zones and everything. It's a complicated district for being relatively small. It's 15 square miles, but it's relatively complex just because of our geography that's here. You're looking at the one thing that I thought was interesting. You led off with the tank. Yeah,
yeah. So. Well, there's been discussion, you know, Butler Valley.
Yeah,
the Butler Valley project.
Right, right.
Putting Butler Valley Lake in play. That one didn't process out, but there was a proposal earlier than that for a reservoir of sorts.
The reservoir on Ryan Slough. And if you we're looking at an old map here that was in the newspaper, it's about 3,000 feet, so it's you know, a little more than half a mile from the existing reservoir that's up on Dolbear and W Street there, up by the zoo.
But
it's a reservoir. It's a 10-foot high dam,
yeah.
And in fact, the paper mentions that one of the city council people that was promoting it also thought it would be great because it would have some recreational aspects to the whole thing. I mean, can you imagine having a lake, you know, right here essentially in town, just, you know,
well,
half a mile from the zoo.
At that time, Freshwater Park was a significant social event. They were having high dive contests, and I mean that was the place. That's where the kids went, you know, the high school kids went, because
yeah.
It was out of the fog belt and really became a hangout in the 40s and the 50s, and there was a lot of usage of Old Arcata Road at that point. So I can appreciate,
well, know, it's
only
right
10
it's,
feet deep, that part I don't get.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, probably the
Help
unstable
me, mommy,
geology
I'm stuck
is
stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is right now, though. That proposed location is in the McKay Community Forest. So, you can call Rex and say you want the lake in there.
Yeah. Well, and it's not that far. You know, would it have been accessible off of Old Arcata?
Oh, probably. What you're looking at—that's Harris,
there. Bring
so
it back through the back.
It's right. Redwood Acres is.
Yeah.
You guys on the radio can't see any of this, but
he pointed it out very, very nicely, very adroitly. However,
it's close to the backside of Redwood Acres. It's close to the old or the existing reservoir the city has. So,
well, it's interesting. There's a really cool house. If money was no object and there was a willing seller. Coming in Old Arcata Road at the base where you cross the Slough Bridge, okay, left, right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
And they're doing some thinning out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The sun's getting back there. But some of the old pictures in the teens and the 20s show that, and people were bringing their boats up. The umbrellas. What were they at the jazz festival? The umbrellas that the gals will twirl.
Right.
That was that kind of, you saw the carriages. I mean, and that was really, I mean, it's tough to imagine what was. So I would suspect that something like this, you know, different times to get in there. How close was this thing to coming to fruition?
You know, I don't actually know. This was the first time I'd seen this one. So I don't know. It must have died a quick death.
Thevenin was the one that was behind it, huh?
Well, and remember the era too. This was the era that the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District was working on. You know, they were getting their things together to put together Ruth Lake and everything for the water system. So I think the need kind of went away.
So are we? It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt Community Services District General Manager Dave Hull, kind of looking at some of the historical. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, Murphy's Markets, and Humboldt Termite and Pest Control. They're going through some of this stuff. It's some of the terminology, obviously, 70 years ago is not going to be quite this, you know, the fringe. You know, people would... I'm sure there would be some that would take exception to...
To being called a fringer?
Yeah.
Yeah, get some hurt feelings or something.
Well, and in fact, it obviously was the case. Yeah. You live on the fringe, right? I mean, that's simple enough, particularly because you got Myrtletown and Cutton. Were there any thoughts during the district's history that, since you guys are single-focused, to provide that service for the city of Eureka and just have a large community service district, I guess akin more to what McKinleyville is grown into.
Right, right.
And just handle that one, because I would think there would be an awful lot of efficiencies, kind of like the same arguments with the fire district, merging with the city fire department.
That's funny the way you, because you haven't really looked at this in that detail. There is actually, 1954, there was some banter between the city and the Humboldt Community Service District, because the city felt that the Community Service District was not offering enough money for their facilities and was trying to take over all of the city facilities and bankrupt the city and all this kind of good stuff. So the service district actually mildly threatened to sue the city and all kinds of good stuff right there 2 years after being formed. So.
Now, going through some of these old, this one's from...
They got it worked out at the end
55,
of the day.
55, I was talking about access to the land. The judge, Delos Mace, Shirley Mace was a teacher that I had. And Cernich.
Yeah.
Was one of the family names. Just interesting stuff that going back through this kind of connects. Have you ever thought about doing some kind of a... rolling historical and just kind of add to it each year? You know, here's what we did this year and do
not till right now.
No. Yeah, good.
No, and actually these are all newspaper magazine articles that are taped to some boards, but we have all the original clippings. That's where they all came from, so they've been in files. And we continue not as good as they did back in the beginning, but we do put things in a file on historical sort of stuff. So it's not a bad idea being around for, you know, we just passed our 65th year last year. So it's a good time to go over some of that.
Let's see. There was something in here. Oh, it looks like that concept of, I guess, damming Ryan Slough.
There you go.
Or plugging it. It's really not much of a dam. Lasted for, what, about 10 years? The discussion was?
Yeah. Looks like they killed it in 63, which is what happened also in that year. I think either 63 or 62 is when Ruth Lake and everything was built. So I think that was the end of that idea.
Oh, now I don't reckon. Is this Redner? It doesn't look.
Looks like Redden.
Redden.
Lee Redden. Yeah.
A response in 68. So I was a mere pup.
Yeah.
At that time, I guess I wasn't involved in the concluding paragraph to a typed and signed letter, typed as in typewriter.
Yeah.
For those of you that are a little bit older, it was like a keyboard, but it went cling, cling, clang when you hit it, and you had to have this thing called a ribbon, and you had to feed paper into it. It was... Okay.
And in that era, if you made a mistake, that's the way it was.
Start all over, or you double pound it as one of these words. And so to the board, the manager, the office, Tilly's. Okay. The field fellows, the legal counsel, the engineer, to all of you, and to the HCSD, my very damnedest best wishes for the future.
There you go. Now, thanks, Lee.
I'm not really sure which direction
I don't
that
know if
heads.
That's a compliment or or not. Yeah. Is that good luck or bad luck?
And I would suggest that probably after 50 years, Mr. Lee is not with us to really clarify what that statement might
be. We could
have
do
been.
A Google search.
You could.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, is that Marty McClellan? It is. And Davlin. Now we're getting into my guys.
Yeah, see, now you know. Well, they were the Oscar Larson was the engineering firm that did the freshwater annexation and the whole freshwater water system out there, the whole from start to finish. So that was a big addition to the district. That was like 12 miles of water main.
Yeah,
as
large
I recall.
Geographic.
Yeah,
chunk.
Yep. So it was a big deal, and it solved a giant problem for the folks out there in freshwater. So
I would suspect. So same thing. I would think when you guys decided to take on Humboldt Hill too, or the district decided to take on Humboldt Hill with some of those early maps that you brought in.
Right.
There's no Humboldt Hill. And then sometime in the late 90s, it looks like.
In the 80s. Yep.
It was from 80 to 99 that change happened also.
Well, Humboldt Hill, Fields Landing, and King Salmon are a little bit different in that they had, after Humboldt Community Service District got formed in the 50s, not too much later than that, there was some community service districts of sorts formed in those areas. The water system on Humboldt Hill was a private water system. The sewer system was turned into a community or a county service district. The county actually operated it for a bunch of years. So in the 80s, the district picked up all those areas. So
all right, here's a reference to Ruth Dam being built.
There you go.
And that the contract, or there was a affirmation, not the contract itself, to buy water out of Ruth.
Right.
If things were starting over now, would the pipes be laid in the same locations that they are? Or are there more efficient places for them with some of the technology that's available today that may not have been available in the mid-50s?
Well, clearly the pipe materials and the things that join them together and things, those have all are a lot better than they used to be. But as far as the layouts and everything, you know, the folks that came up with the whole Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District system, the whole Ruth Lake and the system down at Essex and all that, they were amazing visionaries. You know, they pulled off something that was just incredible. I don't think anybody today could do any better than that. I mean, that putting that dam in there, that opened up, you know, 80 some miles of the river that a lot of the upper Mad River dried up in the summertime. And now with the dam up there, you know, there's water in there all year long. It's just awesome. And then with the rainy wells pulling it, so you got the natural filter of the stream bed and everything. You know, it's just genius in a lot of ways. They did a great job. So, but you know, the district, our district, Humboldt Community Service District, we had an opportunity originally to buy water from the city of Eureka. Because back in that day, the city was getting their water from I just lost the name. The dam that they used to have on the Mad.
Swayze.
And so it was a part of that system, and then it moved to this system once we got it. And then we also buy water now also from Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District.
Which didn't exist at that point.
Which didn't exist in the beginning either, yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:44.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:48. Final few moments this morning with Mr. Hall.
Yes, sir.
Was there any one article, one thing that leapt out that said, we don't want to do that again? The lesson from this historical stuff of how not to do, because too often we focus on what we did right, but the lessons learned oftentimes are the more valuable.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that's a good question. There wasn't a lot in here that kind of went that way. Maybe those articles didn't get saved. These are all pretty positive.
Selected memory, huh?
Yeah. No, I think it's an amazing collection of history. And you made a good point. I think we'll probably go down that path a little bit now that we've got these out of the files. Maybe we'll put a little something together because it's kind of fun. With the website, might be a neat thing on the website to see some
probably
of this stuff.
Probably be easy enough to do.
Oh, yeah.
Then once you digitalize it, you can archive, like, in a safe deposit box somewhere off-site.
The real stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. You don't have your office all cluttered up
Which is a great idea, too.
Yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, tough to see the pallets guard if you can't see them at all, right?
You got to look around the piles in the file cabinets.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Cool stuff.
All right.
Well, have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
You playing host?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hey, we're playing host, but we're actually playing host at my dad's house down in Fortuna. So.
Oh, good. Well, you still get the smells then.
Yeah, absolutely.
See everybody tomorrow.